This is Arts Eclectic, spotlighting arts in Austin. I'm Michael Lee.
In every poem, there's a little part of me, but for the most part, I just try to stay away and stay out and let the speakers have their own experiences.
Poet Tomas Q. Morin is a lecturer at Texas State University and a Texas native. He's also just been selected as a winner of Boulevard Magazine's Emerging Poets Competition. His poem, Laika, is published in the March issue of that magazine. Tomas Morin talks about and reads from Laika.
Laika is the name of a dog who had the distinction of being the first species from Earth to go into space and to also die in space. This is my little poem to Laika. Laika. In 57, Sputnik 2 carried her into space, where the first bark went unheard. Did she lick herself or nip at the whir of the fan in that cabin? These concerns were not important to science, unlike velocity, heart rate, time of death. When my faith in justice wavers, I embrace my inner Greek and butcher the sky, carve out a swath of stars catching a curve of light, millions of years old, and pretend they are the outline of a dog, half husky, half terrier. I retreat to this fantasia when another report of animal cruelty soils further the already filthy news. It was years before we knew she didn't last more than 5 hours in that wretched kennel, weightless. And think of the trash she could have rooted, the black boots she could have shined with a few well-placed curtsies in deference to the great mutts of history. Think Khrushchev and Kennedy. Sweet Laika, it has been decades since my last confession, and my sins are many.
That was an excerpt from Tomas Q. Morin's poem Laika, which has just been published in Boulevard Magazine. For more details, go to the Arts Eclectic page of our website, kut.org. For Arts Eclectic on KUT, I'm Michael Lee.